For WSKG News, I'm Solveig Wastvedt. New Yorkers voted on school budgets yesterday. In Broome and Tioga counties, most budgets passed, but the Tioga Central School District got tripped up on taxes. Tioga Central Superintendent Scott Taylor says his district relies too heavily on money held in reserve.
The only other revenue source you really have as a district is your tax levy.
So, this year, the district tried to raise its tax income by 30%. But state law makes it hard to raise taxes that much. The state's tax cap limits increases to 2%. Exceed the cap, and your school budget needs 60% of votes to pass, not just a majority. Taylor's district didn't get those votes yesterday. Taylor points out that Tioga schools have comparatively low taxes. With the proposed raise, they're fifth from the bottom in the southern tier on tax levy dollars per student. Taylor says they shouldn't need a 60% majority to raise that. But E.J. McMahon of the fiscal watchdog Empire Center says the tax cap benefits New Yorkers. On the public radio program The Capitol Press Room, he pointed to statewide savings.
If we had kept growing at the rate of the 30 years prior to the tax cap, people would have spent a total of $7.6 billion more.
After the budget defeat, the Tioga Central District has two options: try a revote or settle for a tax increase of 0%. I'm Solveig Wastvedt for WSKG News.